All right, welcome members. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast, of course, with Adam, and it's Sunday night, the 16th of Feb 2020 here in Sydney, Australia. It's great to be plugged in. Thanks so much to all the members for your support. Helps me to continue to move forward here, just keep rolling and doing shows and keeping that website up and running, leaving a footprint out there on the internet as well. So thanks so much, and always good to be here. So things are getting crazier here, especially today in Australia, but they're getting weirder and creepier as well. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're ready to rock and roll anyway.
And I found my heaven loving you, 'cause when I hold you in my arms, baby, I know I'm just a fool for you. And when I touch you, I know that there is nothing I would not do for your love. I would beg, borrow, or steal.
All right. Unbelievable. Some of the things taking place, just absolutely incredible. What I'm seeing around me, it really just defies belief. And it's like, we're the crazy ones for questioning the system that's being built around us. And we're the ones who are being put on the outside of the box because we don't think in the same way that all the zombies and the sheeple do. It's really incredible. And so there's a concert taking place now. A concert taking place now in Australia, so at Sydney Olympic Stadium, and it's on television live now. I guess the whole country's watching it, so more than 70,000 people are going to attend this concert at Sydney Olympic Stadium Park, with 23 performing artists broadcast nationally and I guess in across the world and in America and all this. So lots of artists from what I've pulled up and looking at it, you can donate. So a tremendous amount of money is already been donated. I mean, I think it's absolutely mind-blowing what's already been donated for the bushfire relief in Australia, but it's continuing with this. So this is a massive concert called Firefight Australia. And so the concert is going on right now on national television, and it's really just utterly sickening in my books. And I look at this and I just can't believe it. And I had to watch a little bit of it, and it's only kind of just begun, but I had to kind of look into it and try and take some notes, but I haven't been able to watch the whole thing, of course. But there's all these sick, demented hosts up there. They've got this Koshy guy from this Sunrise program, and the blonde bimbo up there with the big lips, and they're hosting this live Firefight Australia. I mean, Australia was attacked. We were burned. We were terrorized. This country was burned deliberately, okay? And there's many reasons why. As we've been saying, there's many people being fed at this table, but we were burned. We were attacked. And that's it. That's just plain and simple. If that was just any normal given summer, without the intervention of the people behind this, then nothing would have happened. We get fires, but not like that. So we were attacked, okay? So that was all deliberate. And I knew this was coming. I knew that this was going to happen, and we were going to get hammered with this stuff. And I find it really unbelievable, because not many people, probably just the people listening to this, and I mean, you wouldn't want to mention what I'm talking about now to anyone, really, because I think that what they're doing is they're pulling on the heartstrings, and that's what they do best. And they pull on the heartstrings through all the entertainment networks and TV networks and stations and newspapers and stuff like that. After this terrible, catastrophic fires in Australia, I mean, just absolutely horrifying what was done to this country. I don't even know if large parts of this country can ever recover from what was done to it, but absolutely shocking display in front of the whole world We were used. We were abused. We were bent over and we were done. I tell you, man, in front of the whole planet. And we've talked about all of the things that are going to come down the line from this. So as they entertain us now and they nullify us and they dumb us down with this stupid fucking entertainment on TV, everybody's going to slowly forget, and it's going to pull at the heartstrings, and they're going to donate, and they're going to be on the team of the system that created this in the first place. And that's how they get you on side. They attack you, but they keep you on side. It's Stockholm Syndrome all the way to the bank on steroids. And so it's unbelievable, this kind of system that is being built around us and has always been there, you know, how we get brutalized, we get viciously attacked, we get assaulted, we have our country just burned, like in this way, for example. And then we all turn around and we seek entertainment. It's unbelievable how they put us under that spell, how they just horrify you and torment you and scare the absolute hell out of you. And then the next minute they turn around and they entertain you, and everybody's dancing and singing and it's all okay. It's absolute mind control. I just never seen anything like it. And it's really sickening to see this. So we've got all these acts coming up, some of them here. There was this band on... There was this ridiculous idiot woman out there. They're hailing the firefighters and they're carrying on and screaming on this stage to, you know, all these people out there, 70, 80,000 people or whatever it is. And then she brings on this band, one of these bands, and it's just these pimply kids up there with guitars with smirks on their faces. And there's all these teenage girls screaming and crying for this band up the front of the concert. I think it was 5 Seconds of Summer. This is empty music for empty heads. That's what it is. I mean, none of this is, it's just nonsense. And anyway, this band comes out and they're playing this music and all the kids are up there screaming and crying for their idols up on stage, and they've got all the lights and this massive, massive concert. I mean, it's absolutely tremendously huge. What they're doing. So you got Alice Cooper, you got Daryl Braithwaite, if you know these Australian artists, and Delta Goodrum, I can't stand her. Grinspoon, I don't like them. Guy Sebastian, I don't like him. Hilltop Hoods, I just can't stand that music. You got some classics like Ice House and some of this, and Johnny Farnham, and all this, but it just goes on and on. Tina Arena, she looks like some kind of brainwashed sea lot to me. Ronan Keating, you've got Queen with Adam Lambert, and all of these big bands for this big bushfire relief. And so they're all there at ANZ Stadium and Olympic Park going bananas over these bands and all being entertained, and they're all waving their phones and their hands in the air, and everyone's singing, and there's I'm sure they're already mixing in all the LGBTQ propaganda and all the homosexual propaganda and all the gay colors and everything like that, as we just get mocked and kicked, as we all and our whole society and culture get flushed down the toilet, and we get laughed at as well. It's like we want to be punished and then we want to be entertained, and it's really it's an incredible part of the human experience that just baffles me and I don't understand. Instead of trying to find out who did this and get to the bottom of what's going on and trying to stop the madness that's coming down the line here, the new green religion madness, man, the green religious madness that's coming down through Agenda 2030 and this whole climate change zealot army that are coming, all these incredible changes that we're going to see in this country, the smart cities, the fast rail, the changes to everyday life and the way that we live and what we're allowed to do and not allowed to do. We're already seeing overwhelming amounts of information coming out everywhere. I mean, I was reading something, I don't have it in front of me now, I'm sorry, but I was reading something on Facebook the other day where people were talking about in some fire regions in Australia where these people have lost everything, lost their houses on their property, that the councils weren't allowing these people who have lost their houses to have a caravan on their property so they could rebuild and just live in the caravan while they were building. I've actually pulled up newspaper articles and things where local councils now have changed all these rules where people are having struggles to rebuild where they were living. There's all these new taxes and laws coming in. So it's a land grab as well. They're taking properties. It's a big land grab. That's what's happening as well in this country. And instead of identifying these criminals doing this to us and who attacked this country and trying to find out what evidence we can gather up and trying to work together collectively to stop what's coming down the lines, we're all being fucking entertained on TV by a massive concert with Queen and Adam Lambert, you know, and they're all out there singing and carrying on and drinking, and everyone's crying and they're pulling at the heartstrings, as I said. So this is a classic kind of mind control that I've seen going on for so long. Terrorize them and then entertain them. Terrorize them and entertain them. In the middle of that, keep them in a fear state and constantly treading water. That's what they do. And we don't see it. And, you know, it's really incredible. But for me to get up here and talk the way that I am, I'm a narcissistic, insensitive asshole. I know. That's what people would say. You know, you're just an asshole. I mean, you need to be up there supporting them. This is how they create teams, if you will, as well. I mean, that's the easiest way I could describe it. If you're not on their team, then you're just outside, buddy, you know. This is what they do. This is part of terrorizing people and just scaring the hell out of people, just putting them through so much trauma. And then they have these entertainment kind of massive concerts where they pull all of these people who have just been burned and shattered and have their lives ruined, and all the public who haven't, who have just watched this fires taking place in this country, they pull everybody together, you know, from other countries, and they pull all the artists and international people together, and everyone records and everyone watches, and it goes all around the world, and they pull them all together in this big bubble of entertainment. And if you have any questions or you don't agree with it, then you're on the outside of the bubble. You're not in the gang. And this is psychological, you know, psychological stuff, isn't it? It's real heavy manipulation. It's really deep manipulation. It's an assault on our senses, on our spirit, on everything that we are, in every possible way, shape, and form, on steroids. It's unbelievable. And I knew this was coming. I knew they would wait a little bit. They haven't waited long. You know, they sent the reins in. You know, they had to. Because, you know, they can't burn us anymore, can they? How much more can they burn? How much more how much longer can they continue this? So, we've had a lot of distractions. We've got the fake virus in China, and we've got the concerts taking place, and we've got a lot of things going on to distract the zombies and what little minds they have left away from that we were burned, and asking questions about that, critical questions, and trying to find out the answers to it, and try to hold people accountable. Try to really critically look at where the fire started. Try to gather some evidence here. But as we were talking about on how many podcasts ago, they were going to flood us out, and that's exactly what they did. They just absolutely flooded us. Some of these areas were incredible because you had massive floods hitting out of control fires, you know, and people in there trying to fight these fires, and then these floods hitting, and then it creates almost like this mud lava, you know. It creates a whole nother nightmare. And they absolutely flooded us. I mean, we didn't get it as bad around Sydney as other people have got it. There's people around in parts that still don't have power for weeks now, I think, or nearly a week now, whatever it is. But the rain, the amount of rain that was falling was absolutely incredible. That I've never seen really that much rainfall. It was just an absolute flood. And they flooded us, man. It is February. I mean, we're really in the height of summer here in Australia. You know, you're not used to really getting rain like that in February. So they put the fires out, and they put everybody in that state of being happy, because we were so happy as Australians to see this rain coming all over Australia, everywhere you look. There was rain, even in areas that where farmers are really struggling. They got rain. Everybody got rain, it seems. Maybe some missed out But absolutely incredible scene. So everybody was happy, and of course you're going to be happy. But you know, they're doing it. They're manipulating the weather absolutely. And as I've always said, it just makes me feel like Truman in the Truman Show when you know that this is taking place. There was nothing normal about any of this, and so you know, the rain just knocked it all away. And it did put everyone in a better kind of mood, and then set them up for this big concert, of course, where they just hammer our brains, So it's unbelievable how the human race can be so controlled, and not only controlled, but completely manufactured as well. And the people living in this manufactured state of mind and life don't even know. That they've been controlled like puppets and walked through their life, their entire lives, into holes in the ground, or burning ovens or whatever it is. And they live out their entire lives unknowingly, thinking that they live in a democratic society and think that they are an individual when they are completely dominated and controlled. And this proves it. It's really an astonishing thing to see that they would have this massive concert and they would be able to pull this together. I mean, think about this. I mean, you got to, you know, probably 70,000, more than 70,000 people at this concert. It's called Firefight Australia. The massive work that's gone into this. I mean, you've got some of the biggest artists in the world. This is not an easy concert to put together that's going on right now on national television. I'll put this podcast up straight up. This podcast will go up tonight 10 minutes after I've finished it. You know, you've got all these people churning in to this. This is a massive concert to organize, and they've done it very quickly. It's almost like they knew it was coming, right? Unbelievable. And yeah, man, I mean, here they are. They're talking about the Red Cross disaster reliefs and coveries, but we've put up articles. I've put up articles on the website about the Red Cross withholding funds. We've put up, go and have a look at TOTT News and the articles up there. I've put them up as well, where you know, the all this incredible, astonishing amount of money that's being donated by good people all around the world and Australia is not really making it to the families who need that money. And I'm wondering what's happening on the ground now. And with a concert like this, they're going to, because I was hearing some of these hosts up there, and one of the singers was saying that I think people are shocked at how much money's coming in. And where's this money going to go? What greasy hands is it going to go through? Where's it going to be siphoned off to? Are the people who got affected, who were affected by the fires in this country and lost everything all around the country in every fire zone, the amount of money that's already been raised without what's happening tonight is more than enough to, you know, start rebuilding very quickly. And I know that's happening in parts, but from what I have read and what I have seen, some of the information, a lot of people aren't getting their share of this. So I'm wondering where it's going and what all this is for. So this was an article I put up on Kraz Files as well from TOTT News. Bushfire donations, where's the money? So let me see if I can highlight this one. Hang on a sec. All right, let me go. The Red Cross and others have come under fire. So I did put some of this information up as well. So hundreds of millions of dollars have been donated from around the world and to Australian bushfire victims, but those impacted are still yet to see any of the funds. The $50 million campaign raised by Celeste Barber is set to face ongoing legal hurdles. See, these are all the sneaky, grubby, filthy, bludging ass wipes in between everything that happens. These are the guys that don't really have a job but earn a lot of money and act like they do have a really good job. They have their grubby hands on the money as it passes through. It doesn't just get raised and given to Mrs. Joe and Mr. Black and Mr. White. It goes through all these little hurdles and all these little legal hurdles. This is what the article's talking about. And they make their grubby little shares, you see. This country's full of these grubs. The tax department, for example, they're just grubs. These people do not work. They don't have a proper job. They leech off society. They have their snouts in the public trough, and we feed them. Okay, that's the tax department and their GST and all their taxes on us for everything that we do. You get a second job, they tax half your money. You know, you buy a car, you have to pay GST. Everything that you do, everything that you buy in this country, they want a little part of it or a big part of it, depending on what it is. You know, you buy a house, you've got to pay stamp duty. What the hell does that mean, stamp duty? And it doesn't mean anything. So these are all these little tax grubs taking their little bits and pieces, which is absolutely disgusting, when this money was promised to go directly to fire victims. So Australian charities have announced they will be keeping most of the funds for themselves. Isn't that great? They're going to keep the funds, I guess, in high interest accounts as well. As focus now turns to the cleanup and recovery effort following the bushfire saga, new information reveals communities on the ground in affected regions have still not received any donations. Over the last 2 months, people all over the world have donated generously to charity appeals to help support victims of the Australian fires, such as the Rural Fire Service, Celeste Barber's Facebook fundraiser, and animal rescue organisations like the RSPCA. So we have the biggest bushfire funding donations here. Andrew and Nicola Forrest, 70 million. I can't go. Celeste Barber, 51.2 million. Paul Ramsey Foundation, 30 million. Commonwealth Bank, 11.2 million. And it goes on 5 million, 5 million, 5 million, 4 million, all the way down. So a lot of Nicole Kidman and these celebrities, $500,000, $500,000, $500,000. You can't get the end of it. Amazon, $750,000. Shane Warne fundraiser, $1 million. Chris Hemsworth, $1 million. Qantas, $1 million. So look at the money already without this concert that's taking place. You know, as I've been talking about tonight, the money that's gone through, it's absolutely incredible. So following the fires, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, I just look at this woman and I hang my head and I can't even laugh because I don't have the energy to laugh at this person. We're just living in this game of life, and around we go until we die, you know, and that's what it's all about. Use us for energy. And so all these people saying that this virus from China and all of this, all these alternative media outlets, that it's going to kill 70% of the population, and the globalists, so they want to kill 70% of the world's population, all of this. Why would they want to do that when they feed on us? They need us to survive. They're not going to do that. They need us to continue living, but not in a healthy state. They just need us stumbling through our lives. They need to keep us dumbed down. They need to keep us ignorant. And they need to keep us just not well. So we're kind of in and out of the medical system our whole lives, but we just keep kind of battling forward. But we give a lot of money to the big pharmaceutical companies. As we move forward, we might have a family here and there or whatever we do, and then we keel over and they continue along the same line. And when they're sick and their kids are sick and their kids are sick and we're sick, they call it genetics. You're going to get sick because it's just genetically inbuilt in you, and your family's going to be sick, and your daughter better get her breast cut off because she's going to get breast cancer, and there's nothing you can do about it. But it's just ignorance and stupidity and, bad health and bad habits. That's all it is. And that's what they're doing to us. They're just keeping us in this constant slow motion, rolling forward and continuing forward in this kind of half dreaming, half awake, but we don't know if we're awake or dreaming state, where we're not very well, and just keeping us most importantly dumbed down and entertained at the same time. So because we're not feeling well, or we're angry about our jobs, or we're angry at the system around us, we turn to sex and entertainment, and we pay our wages into it. That's what it's about. But it's about using us humans, our energy. That's what they're doing. So they're just breeding and breeding us, and we just get used and used for energy. You know, to once you're born and get your birth certificate, then you are entering the game. You are in the system now, and they're going to use you for energy and your children and anyone associated with them, as we all roll forward and get thrown, as I said, into holes in the ground, and then pray to a magical person in the sky. Everything's just absolutely an illusion. Everything, our whole history is an illusion. Everything that we're being told, and our kids are being told in schools, and what people are learning in universities is all an absolute scam. But if you learn it, you'll get a good job in the system because you're one of them. That's why. So we need to start de-learning and relearning. You know, that's the way that it is. So this idiot, Gladys Berejiklian, what a clown. Oh, my God. All this woman needs is a red nose to complete her act. You know what I mean? Just put a red nose on her and she's completed the act. You are a clown. Unbelievable. So what does it say here? Named her deputy nationals leader. The nationals, give me a break. Leader John Barallo, as the minister in charge for the recovery effort, he has been meeting with victims to find out exactly what they need, and tells 2GB radio they aren't received anything just yet. They haven't received anything yet. So these guys are playing the other side. You see, this is the political parties that have your interests at heart. We're not like them, so vote for us, and you vote for them, and it's the same system. The most popular campaign started by Celeste Barber raised over $50 million across the world will now face an uphill battle to even legally transfer the funds across via donation pages. According to the Australian, legal experts state that New South Wales RFS Trust, where the donations from that fundraiser is going to, will face many legal hurdles before even receiving the funds. When the funds do arrive, policies state that New South Wales RFS can only spend donation money on equipment and related upgrades, meaning there's a possibility that not a cent of the money from Barber's fundraiser will go to any of the volunteers or families firefighters. Australian National University Associate Professor Michael Ayrburn, who wrote about the fundraiser in his emergency law blog, said there was confusion among donors about where the money is even going. So over the new year period, areas of the south coast, which absolutely got annihilated, unbelievable, completely wiped out by bushfires, absolutely devastating loss for those people down there in Batemans Bay, folks. Conjola Lake, Conjola, and Cobargo and Mogo, absolutely magnificent country down there. You just can't believe how beautiful the south coast is of New South Wales. Absolutely magnificent place there. So, and as we went over in other podcasts, very, very strong evidence of directed energy weapons being used in Conjola Lake area. Very similar to the so-called wildfires in California. Just crushed houses with trees and garbage bins still standing, you know. Cars with melted engine blocks just melting onto the ground. Very strange occurrences there. Definitely, you know, as we've been talking about there, some type of energy weapons being used. Just fireballs starting just out of absolutely nowhere. You know, unbelievable. So this is just one example of a reoccurring narrative to follow the bushfire saga. Victims have not received any donation support while charities and organizations keep the finances for themselves. So it's really a rigged game. As money continues to pour in from all over the world to numerous charities and organizations, frustrations are starting to surface over the continuing delays and mismanagement of the funds. Of course, these are the scumbags taking their shares. So this week, the Australian Red Cross received, and we're going back here, but they received $95 million to date for their campaign. Yet they have yet to announce That they will allocate just all they have announced that they will, and I did put that article up, that they would allocate 30 million of the total sum for bushfire victims. They were saying that they were just going to keep the rest of it for something that might happen in the future, when that hasn't happened yet. The money that you have now, the 95 million, is for the fire victims. That's what it's for. So empty it out. We don't want to see any money in your accounts. It all goes to them. And then you keep getting donations, and in the future, we'll do it again. So that's what they're saying. So people have to understand the creeps and the criminals and the ghouls behind some of these big charity organizations. These are probably coke sniffing guys out on their yachts with bimbos blowing them. They manipulate this goodness in humans that a lot of humans have, this these good intentions, this will to help, this part of the human experience, this part of who we are that is basically fundamentally good in most of us. These creatures, they know how to dig that out and mix it around like a Rubik's Cube and change it all up and make us like it and want it at the end of the day. It's like these nutty religious guys you see in the US on those early morning, Sunday morning shows where they're up there preaching and screaming, they can make you really think or do anything. Red Cross director Noel Clements admitted some people were waiting for relief money as there were challenges in proving where they lived. He emphasized that recovery is a long-term process, sure, and it will take 6 months for some people to make claims or decide whether to rebuild. Well, will they be able to rebuild? Because that's what this is all about as well, isn't it? Agenda 2030 is really about relocating people through, not force, but through nature itself, making nature the new terrorist, making people fear nature. It's out to get you. Washing these people away and burning these people away from their lands back around the big cities, as all this new infrastructure and smart city infrastructure gets implemented piece by piece. So that's the way that it is. Will these people even be able to rebuild? Because there's going to be, as I've said a million times, there's going to be such massive changes. There's going to be a billion hoops to jump through. And none of them are going to match. They're going to create that room of broken or crushed mirrors, they really are here. So you're really going to, as a landowner or wanting to build out in some of these regions now, is it going to be deemed safe for you? They're just trying to protect you. So how much land are they going to take back after this as well? It's going to be very interesting to focus on this, but no one's focusing on this, on the land grab. As I said before, they're all focusing on this concert tonight. So it's a switch foot. We're being baited. It's unbelievable how they do this. They just, you get attacked and then they just switch everything around and then they just, you're on the same, you're on their team. It's really like an abusive relationship for a woman or something. It's like a woman's in an abusive relationship, but she just continues to stay on that side instead of just leaving. It's unbelievable. They abuse us, but we just want it more. I'm not saying women want it more. I'm just saying, some people stay in abusive relationships. And I don't know, as human beings, why we're doing this. And we're not critically thinking more here. And we're being sucked into this entertainment. I don't know what it is. Black hole. That's taking place right now. We're just being numbed and broken down. And we're forgetting about the critical part here, the most important part, to work out what happened and why, and to stop what's coming down the lines, because you can add it all up, as I did on one of the last shows, the new vaccines, this flu stuff, the spooking everybody, the fires, the Agenda 2030, the smart cities, it's just all interconnecting now. And as I was saying, I'm wondering what is going to happen on the vaccine front when these new flu vaccines get developed. Will it become a normal part of our lives? And if it does, it's done to protect you and your children. So everyone's going to want it. Because again, they're manipulating, they're digging out that inbuilt part of us, of the human experience, where we're basically good. But we've lost our backbone. We've lost our will to fight back and question this and say, just no, you're not touching me. Shove that needle up your ass. We're going to get their injections because we want to do the right thing as players on their team. And this slow building rot of manipulation, it just builds itself around our lives every second of the day. And people want to be basically goody two-shoes. They want to play ball with the system because it's easier if you do that. They make it easier for you. And as I've said, I don't know if they'll really bring in mandatory vaccinations. They could, but I think it's more likely that they will just make it impossible to live your life without getting them. Because I've just been talking to people lately who have office jobs and work for different companies or whatever it is, and they're all talking about this and that people need to be safer at work. And I've just got this here today, actually. I got this here today. My neighbor, just changing the subject, sorry, but my neighbor buys these Rupert Murdoch News Corp Sunday papers. If people are in Australia, they're these big Rupert Murdoch kind of News Corp Sunday entertainment papers. They're really huge in Australia. People love them. The zombies walk around. I'm sure they walk in front of cars holding these bloody things. I see them everywhere buying them. And as I've done podcasts on this, where these things are $3 or $3.50, you add that up over a year, and people buy these things every day. But these Sunday newspapers, one of the next door neighbors here, I have a few chickens, and I put newspaper in their coops because and I change it every day. Sometimes I put hay in there, but I put the newspaper in there so they wee and they poo on it, and then it's pretty absorbent, and then I change it. So when I just tell him to chuck the newspapers over there too when he can onto the recycling bin, and I use it for the chicken shit. And so I've found an actual really good use for the Rupert Murdoch News Corp newspapers. You actually can use them. They're worth something, actually. Sometimes I just can't help but have a little look in these papers, and I just can't believe it. It really defies belief. I don't even have any words for it. I open these things up, and I just have a little look through, and it's mind slop, it's just the top of the head coming off and just slop being splattered all over the top of your brain, like when you get fed in a bad hospital or in prison or a concentration camp or something, I don't know. And in this paper there was two or three massive pages, like an entire page. I've got it right here. Flu shot, immunization service, be a flu fighter. Book now. You can book now. Did you know that? You can actually book now. I'm going to book now. I'm going to ring up and book my flu shot. In store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au. Imagine being that stupid to go into a chemist warehouse and get some Joe Blow, though most of them are Indians who are working in there, to inject this unknown toxic substance, this weapon, into your body. This stuff's got nano dust in it. This stuff's being made where? Where's it being made? In China, in laboratories somewhere? This stuff's coming in serums. And you imagine going into a warehouse, into a chemist's warehouse tomorrow and getting a flu shot, rolling up your sleeves to get a flu shot. What does that say about the human experience and where we are? Have we really evolved when you look at stuff like this? Because I don't think we have. When a human being walks into a chemist's warehouse and says, give me a flu shot, that is not a confident, evolved human being. That's a fucking zombie from the Dark Ages. And it's just $14.99. $14.99 could potentially put you in a real wheelchair with a brain injury or kill you or your children. So that's the best $14 I've ever spent in my life, where I kill my own child. Start having seizures and vomiting everywhere and thrashing my head back and forth and then collapse on the ground into a coma and then be brain dead the next day. Well, that's the best $14.99 I've ever spent. And it's just at selected stores only. So it's available Monday the 30th of March. And so they're pushing the flu shots early, see, on the back of the fake flu outbreak in China. And so in this newspaper, there's two pages of this stuff for a flu shot. I mean, I wish I could show people now. They've probably seen it. It's actually in blue and yellow and red. And it's just it's so bold and so over the top and so huge. I mean, it pretty much is the paper. You're going through this paper and you see this. It's like it leaps out and smacks you in the face. And I just look at this and I don't know where I am anymore. But you know, I know people who get these things every year. They get these flu shots, you know, and they can't wait to get them, and then they're sick. And they say it makes you sick, and I'm sick all year, and I've got a runny nose, and I don't feel well for all of the winter, but I get it because I'm part of the team, and I want to feel needed, and, you know, you're not part of the team if you don't get these shots. You're not on our side. So you're socially isolated, and as I was saying before, I think that also on the back of this fake flu outbreak from China, you know, these new generation flu shots that are shots that are being adapted, and the new they're working right now. They're not sleeping. They're working in the laboratories right now to protect all of us, coming up with a new flu shot for the coronavirus in particular. So they're going to come up with some type of influenza shot that either if it's this season or next season, but it's coming. Because next season, next winter, after this one, they might come up with this one, but the next one, people would have forgotten about coronavirus. It didn't even exist anyway. When the fear dies down, everyone's gone back to sleep. They'll say that this season's flu shot is very good and you have to do it because it may protect against the coronavirus. But really, will it? No. It won't do anything. That's how they do it, folks. So it's really incredible. Anyway, on with this article, just going down here, the Salvation Army bushfire appeal began in November last year. $43 million has been donated to that campaign. However, only $11 million will be received. There you go. So member for Bega and New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance came out swinging against the Red Cross, Salvation Army and St. Vincent's de Paul for taking too long to distribute the money. The money is needed now, of course. Not sitting in a Red Cross bank account earning interest so they can map out their next 3 years to do their marketing, of course. So very well said. We need very real change and very quickly so that the money can get to those who need it right now. They are on their knees, and we can't have that money being drip fed here and there. Those people need that money right now. That's what it was for. But no one's asking. No one's talking about this. Unfortunately, the scandal unfolding before our eyes is all too common in Australian society and a testament of regular fraudulent nature of charity organisations. So Australians are, of course, among the most generous people in the world per capita where it comes to making donations to worthy causes. We are a very generous people. But generous people get taken advantage of, and generous people get stabbed in the back. And generous people need to learn how to fight back and bite back. You know, because if you take it like the bloody Germans do, then you're stuffed, you know. And that's what they are. They're stuffed unless they start fighting back and they start doing it very quickly. A lot of us are, man. We're getting taken over. It's all part of the plan, folks. Unbelievable. And so the charity business is all a game. Of course it is. I think I read out an article about the five top cancer charities in the United States being total scammers. And one of the biggest was Children's Cancer Charities. Just these guys are, as I said, out there sniffing cocaine with models on their yachts drinking champagne. And breast cancer and all of this, these guys behind it, they have no souls. So they can sail through life, through their lives without a care in the world. You can easily do that when you don't have a soul. How are they alive? I don't know how they live. There are now more than 50,000 registered charities in Australia competing for the public's dollars. So in 2016, almost 15 million Australians gave $12.5 billion to charities and not-for-profit organisations. However, with so many good causes, how do you know that your money is going to the right place? So many charities discourage direct donations between sponsors and their causes. This is for security reasons, however, ultimately creates distance between any direct action occurring. And I myself, if you go to any shops and stuff and anywhere you just buy stuff now, a lot of them are asking for fire donations to help the fire victims out when you pay at the FPOS, you know, when you buy a product in whatever store it is. They're saying, do you want to donate to the charities? And it's like, well, where's that money going, man? It's you know, but they put you on the spot, and there's people lined up behind you, and you're like, oh yeah, how much is it? You know, where'd it go? I don't know. For example, World Vision donors discovered when sponsoring five boys, all correspondence appeared to be identical with the same annual letters and drawings from the children. That's interesting, isn't it? So people think they're sponsoring separate boys or girls, but they're getting the same correspondence back. So more recently, it was revealed that 20 million of drought donations in the last financial year have not reached farmers, despite millions of Australians are opening their heart for the 2018 and 19 summer. Of the 190 million committed by the Australian government to this cause, after distribution between affected farmers, they would only receive payments of up to $12,000 each. While many across the country remain in a state of disbelief over the behaviour of charities during this time, as we have explored, the real agenda behind these actions is intentional. The Agenda 2030 plan is now well underway in Australia, of course it is, and as the aftermath continues to unfold, many victims who desperately need financial support to rebuild their lives and their homes and their communities will be forced to keep managing unbearable conditions or pack up and become part of the emerging smart city grid. So there you go. And there's a lot more on this. I can put the link up. And it was all even in the mainstream media that these charities are withholding all of this money. How much is this concert going to raise tonight with all these people up there carrying on? And they got Koshy up there, this disgusting parasite from Morning Breakfast Television. I can't stand this cretin. He's up there with his legs crossed and his smirk on his face, running the show up there. It's a really sickening display, but there you go, man. It's just, there's no heart and soul in any of this, man. We get attacked, we get burned, we get crippled, we get made an example of. We get terrorized and horrified, and we have to pay for it, you know, and we get nothing out of it. And then we turn around and we're entertained by it, and we join the entertainment circus, and we slowly forget what has been done to us in order to keep us in an abusive relationship. So it's Stockholm Syndrome, man, on steroids. It really is. It's unbelievable. And I'm talking about the Rupert Murdoch newspapers before I go. And I can't see because I don't have my lights on, and I don't want to, but you got they're pushing Fight Flu Early all through this rubbish. They've got this so-called health magazine pullout called Wellness, and it really just should say it really shouldn't say Wellness. And so they've got all this these tips for fighting the flu early when there is no flu virus, okay? People need to, as we've said so much on this podcast, we need to look at, and we'll start doing that into the next podcast as well. We'll start looking at what the flu means and what that is, and why people get these flu-like symptoms and what may be causing it. And all this stuff, I know I've had guests on the show. I'm going to go into this in the next show as well, talking about how they've spliced the HIV causing AIDS kind of virus with another viruses, and they've made the coronavirus and all of this. I don't buy it for 1 minute because there's no evidence that the HIV virus even exists. It's never been isolated in my book. And just to go off this, chatting with one of my guests, Jim, about this NCBI so-called HIV virus. I think Rob was mentioning on one of the last shows about HIV. He talks here about copying the exact text that convinced him in the article that confirmed that they have studied and isolated HIV. So then they can reveal that you're probably not reading correctly because you can't do it. And so, and I believe this is true. So often studies claim to have determined various properties of HIV, which they do, but they start the articles by saying that we thank the CDC for supplying us with HIV strain, blah, blah, blah. So then that they're assuming that the CDC is supplying them with a HIV strain, so they don't really know that it is a HIV strain, just assuming or lying. They are actually determining properties such as RNA structure or helical structure, etc., of some biological matter assumed to be HIV, assumed to be a virus, and assumed always. But these articles, they never give you concrete evidence on HIV. Okay, so that's what I've seen over and over and over again. I've got another one here, a lump of comments from another guest. We were kind of going over and looking at these, and it was pretty interesting. So looking at viruses being bits of electric material generated to amplify internal healing by the body itself. So we look at Jenny Lake's research led her to the theory that West Nile fever, Jim West did this as well, showed up where the LTE 3G networks were first being tested. So that's very interesting. If people remember the West Nile fever over there, they're talking about this first popped its head up when 3G networks went in that area and were being tested. However, there is no virus that caused West Nile. Concluding that the body makes viruses to deal with EMF is not supported in any literature. Hang on, dry throat. Viruses are basically bits of genetic information material that I think is fair to say is always produced inside our own bodies. This is what I've heard about coronavirus as well. It's just kind of these things that don't hurt anybody or you, but they're always there. They are deployed for all kinds of reasons, genetic information's transfer between cells, etc. This is a good book, Janine Roberts' book, Fear of the Invisible. Very often they are produced in response to stress and microwaves and chemicals, etc. So stress is an interesting one that brings them out. A virus is about a billionth the size of a normal cell in the body, and it is not alive. It has no metabolism of its own to reproduce or do anything. This idea of a virus mutating is not accurate. They are constantly different because they are being produced by us in response to different challenges and situations. Joe Umbriano's idea that the virus is the cleanup crew of the body. He says blaming the virus is like blaming the rescue crew at a car accident just because they are always to be found there. Jim O'Kelly, are you worried about the coronavirus? Well, you shouldn't be. They just made it up. It is fake news. How do I know? Because I discovered a long time ago that viruses do not exist. Free your mind of the virus crap and fear-mongering. They are injecting it into you in order to inject their vaccines into your body. So scare you, control you, and then inject you. There's a book being put together that will relieve your mind in the medical pharma fraud. I call it The Virus That Never Was. So look for that one, folks. John Rappaport here is another good one. There are very serious questions about whether a variety of viruses have ever been isolated, proven to exist at all, and proven to be causing any diseases. An open, lengthy, ongoing published debate needs to be undertaken among researchers, including independent researchers. Yes, as shocking as it sounds, even in the so-called AIDS virus is also a big hoax. And we've done, we did do an AIDS virus hoax podcast. If members haven't heard that, you can go back in the archives there with Jim West and have a listen to that. That's only up for members now. We talked about Jim's work on the HIV scam. And that's what I'm saying here. People are telling me on this show, and I'm looking at all these big alternative media outlets, they're telling me that they're spliced the AIDS virus and as part, and they've made this coronavirus, and it's like a weapon. But how can they do that when there isn't any AIDS virus? That's what's confusing me. Instead, AIDS is caused by an extremely weakened immune system, from recreational drugs to enhance deviant sex, too many antibiotics and other legal drugs. Venereal disease, especially from sodomite, deviant sex with many partners over time, and a poor diet in general. And the drugs to treat people who supposedly are infected with the AIDS virus are also quite deadly, especially chemo drugs like the AZT that they used to use many years ago to treat AIDS. And I talked with this on the podcast with Jim about that, how they're going into communities in Africa. If you remember this, it was so big, like many years ago, and it's still going on, I guess, and they go in there with these communities, have filthy water, and they're starving, and they're malnourished, and they have compromised immune system, and they're telling them they have AIDS. Telling them that they have AIDS. These young kids used to see it on the commercials all the time. Then they would start dosing them up with the AIDS drugs that they were giving them, and then that would give them the AIDS symptoms and kill them off. As they cover it all up, so they're actually giving you this when these people are just hungry and not well. Thousands of cases of AIDS without HIV in the United States alone. Peter Duisberg found 4,621 cases recorded in the literature, 1,691 of them in that country, in America. There is no virological or epidemiological or evidence to back up the HIV/AIDS hypothesis. The virus is biochemically inactive and harmless. The real causes of AIDS include AZT, chemotherapy, radiation, treatments and street drugs like poppers and MDMA, etc. So all these queers back in the 80s, you remember, they're all screwing each other in clubs and taking all these drugs and stuff like that. They have very rundown immune systems and they just don't look well. When you're putting your penis in another man's ass, that is not a healthy practice for me. I think it's going to make you very sick. Indeed, and that's what we were seeing. So along with antibiotics, which break down the immune system, so we talked a lot about this with Jim as well, about antibiotics and the dangers associated with these men and what they're doing to kids, how they actually kill people. Unbelievable. So they're used in this attack as well. Very stealth antibiotics are. They can work if you really need them, but there's a whole nother side to them, which break down the immune system, and malnutrition and starvation as seen in Africa. These are the causes of AIDS, and AIDS is not sexually transmitted and HIV does not exist. However, for those who have reached the unfortunate yet inevitable conclusion that global crimes and conspiracies not only exist but are in fact one of the major driving factors shaping history, it is dreadfully non-shocking to consider the possibility that there is no HIV or AIDS, and that the entire fraud is in reality a global ploy to sell fraudulent drugs, scare the hell out of everybody. You know, remember those Grim Reaper ads in Australia that, you know, AIDS was going to kill more people than all the world wars combined and all of this, and they had the Grim Reaper bowling the families down? I put that in the AIDS podcast with Jim West as well. So they scared the hell out of everybody with those ads, you know, all these children getting knocked over in the bowling alley by the Grim Reaper and you're going to get AIDS. Scare the hell out of you and dumb you down, keep you ignorant and sick and believing that you have these made-up viruses and diseases because you need their drugs. So what an incredible business model. So it's just a ploy to sell more drugs, which are, of course, the true cause of millions of deaths. There you go. So a new virus story always sounds good. It will have legs. People will want to know about it. Some reporters are accepting the existence of the dire impact of a virus. We'll take that ball and run with it into new territory, like we're seeing with the coronavirus. So the virus was created in a lab. They don't stop and consider the possibility, confirmed by history, that the hoax goes all the way to the bottom. No virus was actually ever discovered in the first place, or if it was, there is a zero proof that it is harmful. They missed that vital step altogether. So there is more to discuss along the line and leave in print. It involves asking the questions: how do researchers actually isolate a new virus and identify it, and what are the correct standards to proving a particular germ causes a particular disease? When you ask those questions and pursue the answers, you find yourself wading hip deep in a swamp. The garbage floating around you is just disgusting. So there's very interesting notes that we were taking there, isn't it? So very interesting. And just going back to the Rupert Murdoch papers today, if I could find that. Yeah, this is from Before I Go, Jane Hansen. And as I said, I can't read it because it's too dark here. So we're about to be hit in Australia with a massive TV campaign. The zombies are going to get hit through the TVs with a massive campaign blitz. It's advertisements to take aim at anti-vaccination areas in Australia. And as Miss Jane Hansen, who is a zealot for Rupert Murdoch and his News Corp papers, I wonder where these people come from, man. It's unbelievable. She writes here in bold letters, campaign to hit the zealot hotspots. So she's calling parents who want to protect their children from medical assault and having their children in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives, or being made autistic or brain damaged or just murdered by the pharmaceutical industry. She's calling those people zealots. Yet people buy these papers and they support this disgusting toilet rat. It's unbelievable. And you look at all this Jane Hansen's articles, there's been hundreds of them in the Murdoch papers over the years, just hundreds of them. You can't get to the end of them, calling people terrorists if you don't vaccinate your kids. This woman isn't a reporter. She's a representative, a spokesperson for the pharmaceutical industry through the newspaper. So it's just an active stooge. Your average everyday con man out there just conning everybody, getting their paycheck at the end of the day and being happy with that. I don't know if these people actually believe what they're writing or they just don't care. They're just total smartasses, who knows. But this is a one in the paper that I was just talking about for the chicken shit before that I just opened up, and it's so that we're about to get hit with a massive campaign to vaccinate all our kids. And what's in these new generation vaccines? I went through that in one of the last podcasts, didn't I? All sorts of little nanoparticles and little things to change your DNA. Also, another article that I picked up here was very interesting. It's they're now saying, and I can't read this, it's too dark, but this one was unbelievable. It was how they're saying now how a quick walk puts you at risk. And so they're saying sunbathing in the sun is you know, that's really, really dangerous and you don't want to do that. But now even walking, even a couple of minutes, can put you at risk of deadly melanoma. This is what's coming out of the Rupert Murdoch papers, and this is because the CDC had to admit recently that sun cream is toxic, and the chemicals and nanochemicals in sun cream just go directly into your blood. And if you're swimming in chlorinated pools, then the chemicals in the sun cream on your skin react with the chlorine in the pool and turn it into a weapon on your skin. So the sun cream and the chemicals that they deliberately put in the sun creams gives you skin cancer and melanomas. And I was reading out articles ages ago about the steel roofing in Australia, you know, the strong color bond type steel roofing that was in the mainstream news, how the workers were putting the roofing on houses and they were using the sun cream and rubbing the cream on the roof and it was eating parts of the metal roofing away. And they investigated and they found it was this toxic nanochemicals in the sun cream was eating the metal away, and people are putting on their kids. So the, you know, anyone can look up, I think I've done podcasts on sun cream and these deadly poisons in it, and that it's actually giving people melanoma, because the sun, folks, is not going to give you terminal cancer. That's absolute nonsense. But they're blocking out the sun through their sprays. Their vaccines are blocking kids' bodies from producing vitamin D. They're blocking us from producing enough vitamin D through their sprays and film over the skies. That's what they're doing. They don't want us to produce as human beings vitamin D naturally, which is going to cause a staggering amount of health issues and cancers, and as our bodies go into breakdown and meltdown mode. So now they're actually telling you in the Murdoch papers now, today, that a quick walk in the sunshine puts you at risk of getting cancer. So, you know, this is what the Australian people are buying into, and this is what they're reading every day of their lives. And they go down to the newsagent, to Mr. Wong or Mr. Wang or Mr. Long Dong, and they hand over their $2 and $3 and they walk outside with this rubbish, this crap, this mind soup, and they read it and they think they know better than us because they read this, and it's just unbelievable. I look at this thing, what have I been saying about this paper? Well, it's ridiculous, it's just entertainment, it's sport, it's pushing flu shots and flu vaccines, it's insulting anybody who doesn't get their vaccines, and they're telling you not to go into the sun because you're going to get cancer and die. You know, and I know people would be thinking, why are you even reading this out? It's because I read it out because most of the population, well, a large chunk of the population, read these papers and they watch the news every night, and they're consumed with this propaganda and nonsense, and it becomes who they are, and it baffles me. And I just think that it's good to break it down. It's good to break this down and talk about it. Let me know what you think in the comments, as usual, to anything that I've said tonight, any links, anything I've said that you think's wrong or you could add to, or something that I didn't mention. It's just all parts of the puzzle to put together and keep talking. But this disgusting, sickening display on national television is still going on. It's still taking place. And the brainwashed zombies are up there with their hearts bleeding on the stage, and they're being entertained by these international bands and singers, and everybody's carrying on. But where's the money going to go? Is anybody looking in the right direction at Agenda 2030 and the massive changes that are coming for this country and all of us? No, they're being entertained. And so shock horror and entertainment, and that's the way that it is. So thanks for listening. Great to be here. Always great, and I always enjoy this. Some of it is pretty heavy material. If anyone thinks I'm this kind of down person, I'm not. I absolutely not. I just like to cover all this and work it all out, because you have to be aware. It's no good saying, look, I'm going to just go through my life and respect the people that are doing this to us and respect the system around me, because I as an individual can't change it. And you got to really love these guys who are doing this to us, all these people. So this whole system around us is built for our own good, and we just got to learn to love it. And hey, if you don't like the area that you're in, if you don't like 5G, or you don't want to get vaccinated, move to an area where you think that's not going to happen, and just stop whinging. It's not going to work. It works with the individual knowing and having knowledge and working things out and being prepared, and preparing yourself and your family and those who are close to you. Prepare. That's the only thing that we can do, and try and move forward and connect with like-minded people like I'm doing now. So thanks for listening, and I'll be back again soon. Take care. Great to be here. Enjoy.